Hello, everybody. I hope you are having a great week and having the opportunity to spend time with loved ones and family during this holiday season. And Kaylee and I both look forward to being back with you all in person very soon. Today, I would like to take a few moments to share with you a message from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. My grandpa is a big Cardinals baseball fan, and he either watches or records every single Cardinal game. And if he can't watch the game live, he's going to be out of town, he will record the game. And when he gets home, he will get out his phone, he will check the score of the game that has occurred. And if the Cardinals lost, he will simply delete the recording and go on about his day. But if the Cardinals win, he will sit down and watch the entire game, even though he already knows the outcome. One time I was at his house when he was watching a game that he already knew the Cardinals won, and I asked him why he did this, and he said it's a lot more fun and it's a lot more relaxing to watch the game when you already know your team wins. And if you think about it, that really makes a lot of sense. You know, if the other team jumps out to an early lead, if your team doesn't look like it has what it takes to win that night, you don't have to worry because you already know the outcome. It relieves your stress and alleviates your anxiety. While I know that life is far more serious, far more important than a mere baseball game, we see from Scripture that as Christians, we have been given access to how this all ends, what the final outcome will be. And the good news for those who are Christians is that in Christ, we will be victorious. That in Christ, we have victory. Let's explore this thought further here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting in verse 50. I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The point that Paul is making here is that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Our physical self, as is, cannot inherit the kingdom of God. And why is that? He tells us because our physical bodies are perishable and they're mortal. And we can see that very clearly all around us, that our physical bodies break down, they decay, and they ultimately come to an end. So for that reason, Paul makes it clear that to inherit the kingdom of God, we must be changed. And at the end of time, at the final trumpet, the promise here is that for those who are in Christ is that we will be changed, that our perishable bodies will put on imperishable bodies, our mortal bodies will put on immortal bodies, that death no longer has the final say for the Christian. But the phrase that's used in verse 55 is that death is now swallowed up in victory. For the Christian, death does not have the final word, but Jesus has granted us victory over it. He says in verse 57, "But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." That in Christ we have victory. The thing that our world fears the most is death. No matter how great things can be for you in this life, the reality that every human being must face is that it will come to an end. There will be a day sooner rather than later when our earthly life ceases to exist. And for the world, this is a very scary and this is a very uncertain and fearful thing to address. But we see from this text that as the Christian, we have no reason to fear. In fact, not only do we not have a reason to fear, we have a reason to be excited and a reason to celebrate. Because Jesus has given us victory over death. That the thing that our world fears the most is the moment in which we experience the greatest blessing we will ever receive. And that is the eternal life that is found in Christ with our Father. So look what the response should be in light of this fact. The fact that we know we have victory in Christ. What should our response be? Well, Paul tells us in verse 58. "Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." Just a quick note, any time in our Bible study that we see a verse begins with "therefore," we should read what was directly said before it, so that way we understand why the "therefore" is there. So here, where Paul tells us that death is swallowed up in victory, that thanks be to God that we have victory in our Lord Jesus Christ, he says, because of this fact, because of us knowing the outcome and knowing that we will be victorious, this is how we should respond. Be steadfast. Be immovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. That in our faith we are steadfast. We are going to persevere. We are going to endure. We are not going to let go of our faith and abandon our faith when things get difficult, when things look dark, when things are going crazy all around us, but we are going to remain steadfast. We are going to remain immovable. We are not going to be shaken by the storms and winds and difficulties of this life, but we are going to remain secure in our commitment to our Lord. We are going to always be abounding in the work of the Lord. Every single day we wake up, it is going to be our top priority to live that day for the glory of God. Living for his purposes, for his will. And why is that? Well, Paul tells us at the end of this verse, because we know that in the Lord our labor is never in vain. That a life that is dedicated to our Lord is not going to go unrewarded. But God sees, he notices, he cares. And the promise is that for those who are in Christ, who remain steadfast, immovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord, that they will have victory in the end. That even death cannot stop the promises and the beauty that God has waiting for those who love him. So my charge for you and the charge for me, as we've seen over the past several months, just how crazy this world is and just how dark it can seem at times, just how discouraging it can seem at times, we have to realize that as Christians, we know what the final outcome will be. We know that thanks be to God, because we have victory in Christ. So if we believe that, our faith is in that, our trust is in that, then let us not be discouraged by the difficulties of this life. Let us not respond in the ungodly ways that so many around us do to the difficulties of our present time. But let us commit ourselves to being steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because we know our labor for the Lord is never done in vain. Thanks be to God, who's given us the victory in our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you.